This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1970, recorded on Thursday, the 3rd of August, 2017. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. Following this recording, you'll find the latest edition of Chatteround. This edition of Chatteround is edited by Marjorie Ead and includes the Bishop of Norwich, the Reverend Graham James, the University of East Anglia Chancellor, Karen Jones, the Sensory Dream Room exhibition at Norwich Castle, Melanie MacDonald of Anglian Home Improvements, and Norfolk chef Richard Hughes, and finally an audio diary of an Esports event. Part one of Chatterbox this week is read by me, Paddy Watkins, and
Ian Robertson.
This week we welcome two new listeners, Sue Edwards in Stalham and Margaret Medlock in Swaffham. We hope you both enjoy the weekly Chatterbox and our other recordings. In part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news and letters from this week's evening news, we will have a feature marking the 100th anniversary of the Passchendaele Offensive. And in part two, we will hear about a really unusual museum in the village of Glanford. But we start, as usual, with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
Two stories in this week's news proved particularly controversial. The Norwich Society's vice chairman noted that drivers do not seem to slow down in 20-mile-an-hour areas. Magdalene Street saw another hate crime this week. A woman was fatally killed by a police van with its blue lights on this week, and a hotel guest woke up to find the corridor to his room filled with boiling water. But we start with the drivers failing to keep up with the limit. Putting up 20-mile-an-hour signs in residential areas is one thing, but getting motorists to actually slow down is quite another. This is the view of Norwich Society Vice Chairman Paul Burrell, who has called on the City Council to take a fresh approach to speed control in areas where it wants to reduce the limit from 30 miles an hour to 20 miles an hour. It comes as a council consultation on a plan to cut the limit on roads around Silver Road comes to an end at midnight on Tuesday. Mr. Burrell, who is chairman of the Society's Strategic Planning and Transport Committee, said, "The evidence is that around 80% of motorists ignore signs saying 20 miles an hour. But there are other ways to slow people down, and we're simply asking for the council to think a little bit more about it." Mr. Burrell said it was helpful to make drivers more aware that they were in a residential area, which could be done by planting trees and shrubs very close to a narrow road, or even installing seats or play equipment close by in the quietest roads. He said another approach is to provide for cars to park herringbone fashion, so that oncoming drivers worry about somebody backing out into their path.
Community leaders have condemned an attack on a Norwich butcher's, which police are treating as a hate crime. A glass door was damaged after a brick was thrown at the Halal butcher on Magdalene Street. Mohammed Haider, who owns the shop, said, "I feel like I've been targeted. I feel scared." But bosses at New Roots, a Norwich-based charity which promotes social inclusion, moved to reassure the public, saying it was an upsetting but rare incident. Police said that the attack happened at 11:20 p.m. on Tuesday, July the 25th, and urged witnesses to come forward.
A woman was struck by a police van which had its blue lights on, investigators have said. Officers have been looking for the woman, who was reported missing, when their marked van hit her in Hethel near Norwich. The woman, in her 50s, was hit at around 10:20 p.m. on Thursday, July the 27th. She was taken to Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge by the East Anglian Air Ambulance, piloted by the Duke of Cambridge, on his final shift as an air ambulance pilot. She died 2 days later, on July the 29th. The road remained shut for nearly 17 hours after the crash, before it reopened just after 3 p.m. on Friday, July the 28th. Prince William announced in January that he would be ending his career with the East Anglian Air Ambulance and has clocked up more than 2 years of flying medical crews to emergencies.
A hotel guest has spoken of his horror after waking up to find the corridor to his room filled with steam and boiling hot water. Peter Ellis said he was woken by a terrible noise in the early hours of Tuesday while staying at the Lenwade House Hotel in Fakenham Road, Lenwade. As the 58-year-old opened his bedroom door to investigate, he found the hotel corridor flooded and shrouded in hot steam. The ceilings downstairs had begun to collapse and people were climbing out of their windows to escape, he said. The flooding had been caused by a burst valve in the hotel's immersion heater. Mr. Ellis, who was with his partner at the time, said they were eventually helped out of the room by the fire service, but he claimed that his troubles did not end there. After joining around 20 other guests waiting outside the hotel, he was eventually told at 7:30 a.m. that the hotel was closed and they would have to find alternative accommodation. A spokesman for the hotel, which is located northwest of Norwich, said the damage from the flood resulted in a 3-day closure, with the building reopening on Friday.